On the 20th of November 1945, the world watched as 21 leading Nazis went on trial. Accused of the crimes and horrors of the Third Reich, each faced the death penalty. One stood apart from the rest, the most enigmatic of all the accused, Hitler's architect and armaments minister, Albert Speer. His actions were the most far-reaching and significant of the trial. 60 years on, this Nazi who said sorry still divides opinion. Was this a troubled soul seeking the forgiveness of the German people, or the mastermind of a cynical strategy which fooled the world? 15 days after the German surrender, Hitler, Himmler and Goebbels were all dead by their own hands. The Allies were searching for the leaders still alive. Speer seemed an unlikely Nazi. From a privileged background, he began his career as an architect. It was this that initially drew him into Hitler's innermost circle.